Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Hey, Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 338, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
Billy, what's going on?
Not too much, and we're joined by your lovely bride as well. Susie, thank you for joining us this week.
Always my pleasure.
It's always good when you come on because that means, one, we bring a little class to the establishment, and two, it means you've just been on a trip, so that's always a good thing. So
or,
obviously,
or went to a restaurant.
Or went to a restaurant, but you've just had an experience.
Something, yes.
Yeah, correct. That's what I mean. So it's always a good thing because that means... it's an easy prep week for me. I don't have to do anything. I let you two guys talk, and I'm off the hook more or less. But
nice.
How's everything going down there? Yeah. How's the weather? How's everything down in Florida?
I think it's okay.
Good.
Excellent.
All I do is work.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard you've been keeping the nose to the grindstone. Been busy.
Yeah, it's been nuts. This was a short week. I only worked 50 hours.
Oh, that's good. That's because you had Monday off, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And I watched a couple of Wine Bar George YouTubes today.
So you had a rough day as well.
Yeah. I told Susie, next time you get a day off, we'll have to go to a... What the hell's going on here?
That's Rhodey. He's intruding on his tail, hitting something.
Oh, is that his... Oh, that's his head. Yeah. Oh, okay.
His head popping up.
Hey, Bud.
I saw something online that said, like, Wine Bar George is, like the most positively reviewed restaurant.
Oh, my God. I watched a couple of YouTubes, and I'm like, good grief. Why have we not been there yet?
I think it's a bad name. I think it's like when we were Por Favor podcast.
I think you might be right. I think you think of it maybe as that little wine bar at Epcot.
Italy. Yeah,
in
exactly.
Italy Pavilion. Yeah, like where you get a couple small plates. They got a tomahawk for two, Bill. I don't know if you've seen that.
I have seen it, yeah.
And then the other one. I was watching this guy. He's a big wine guy, and he got the skirt steak, and it was just over a bed of asparagus sprinkled with chimichurri on top of that.
That sounds like that's like they might as well just call that the bill.
Oh my God!
Wine
like my
bar
favorite
Jürgen.
Vegetable with steak, and then the chimichurri. Hello.
Now you were never a chimichurri guy until. Like
I didn't really know what it was.
You,
I bet
you
I'd
never
always,
had it, right?
Yeah. I bet I would have been if I had known what it was before I had the steak and eggs at the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Changed your life. A lot of things about that place change your life. Playing any golf this weekend coming up?
I'm playing tomorrow with Mr. Casciano and George.
Is it a home game or an away game?
We're playing away. I'm at University Park tomorrow.
You're going to be a guest?
Yep.
Mr. Casciano plus guest?
Mr. Casciano plus guest, yep.
Reciprocal, right? Yeah.
Oh, Monday we're playing the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh,
who are
that...
you?
Yeah, Bill. Well, I mean like me and my golf guys. I think you're working.
Not Susie, yeah. How did that get is it ritzy? I mean, pardon the pun, but is it like a high-end?
Yes, 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 yes. I was talking to, because who is it? The GM who's a member at Orange Theory? Susie?
Yeah.
And he's the general manager, and I asked him what the what it cost to join. I think it was 130.
That's it.
Yeah, 130.
So how are you getting out there? Is it
because one
or
of the,
is it
no one of the fills? I'm sure they're closed on Mondays, but they're doing something. So one of the fills has this like golf like Gold Coast card.
Oh, okay.
And like every couple months, like local private clubs will be holding you know, deal where, you know, he's playing for like $50. I got to pay like $70, but I mean, that's a $100 golf course all day.
Yeah, it sounds like more than that if it's $130 to join. Yeah. I mean, I was looking at Agawam has
to join.
No, they have. You could get tee times there, public. They and it's for on the weekend. It's $115 for 18 in a cart at Agawam, which is high. That seems high to me.
Well, especially because you caddied there and you've played there, so yeah, you don't think it's worth it, right?
No, I mean, it's a nice course. I don't know what the shape. I haven't seen it. I haven't been there in 15 years, and they changed it a lot, so I'd be interested to see, but not for $115. Not when you can play Metacomet on the weekend for $75.
Right.
You know, and then even Newport National, which I played there last year in the fall, that's fully public, but that's like $100 to play. I think that's one of the best public tracks I've ever played.
Newport is it National. Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. I love
it. On the water?
Yeah, a little bit. You could see the water from a couple. It's kind of, it's really in Portsmouth, I think, technically. Mm. Like Portsmouth, Middletown area, but.
But you can't call it really Portsmouth nice. National.
No, it would not work as good. Yeah, I'm going to play Middletown National. Doesn't really work.
Well, I played Midville last week. No, it's a different
one. Yeah, it's a little different than Midville. You don't have a half wedge into every hole at Newport National. You should have seen me hitting the driver, Bill. I was like a new man out there. I just started
pipe it down the middle.
I started taking a little outside the takeaway, just a little outside. So I think I was too shallow. I was bringing it inside, so then I was coming across it, and I was double crossing myself this time. I was just hitting it, just getting it out there. Nice little draw. Every time on the screws, you know, it was nice. I hit one bad drive on the second hole. The second time around, I hit it into that pond on the right. But every other drive was
on number two,
right down the middle. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the one that goes uphill. There.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we can move on.
We lost Susie. She's long gone.
Well, let's get into the. We got a lot to talk about, so let's get into the beers. Did you bring anything special, Susie, for this week?
I don't have a beer, actually. I have a hard seltzer.
Ooh, okay.
And it's something that I actually picked up on our trip.
Oh.
We bought a 12 pack, and I didn't finish it. It is Brew Hub out of Lakeland, Florida.
Lakeland, the home of Rashad Anderson, number 31 for the UConn Huskies. He was a three-point specialist.
And sorry, it's just on. Called Libations. Hmm. And it's a blood orange strawberry.
Oh, very
good. We got a sampler pack, so it's got four different flavors in it. This is decent.
That one's good.
Yeah.
Can looks nice. Has dolphins and stuff on it.
Yeah, it's very very Floridian. Fancy.
Yes.
Yes, all kinds of different things on here. There's a nice gator.
Are we going to give a...
Would you like to give it a score, rating? Like Dave Portnoy? We do one sip, everybody knows the rules.
I mean, I can. I don't have a lot to compare it to.
That's okay. It's not about that. It's just about doing it.
It's a solid 5. 5.
Right down the middle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this one, I didn't have a new beer in my fridge that I haven't done before. So this is a cocktail in a can. It's the Italian style lemonade.
Ooh.
Made by Fabrizia. It's vodka, limoncello, and lemon juice. 7% alcohol by volume. And this one is handcrafted with Sicilian lemons.
Sounds good. It
says this refreshing ready-to-drink beverage is handcrafted with Fabrizia limoncello, vodka, and fresh squeezed lemon juice from sweet Sicilian lemons. No added preservative. Shake well and enjoy. Where is this? I don't even know where this is made. These cocktail in a cans, I'm all about them. Oh, Salem, New Hampshire.
Oh.
You know, when you think Italian, you think Salem, exactly. New Hampshire. Yeah. So we'll do this. One sip. Everybody knows the rules. It's pretty good. You get definitely the tartness, but then you get the sweet from the limoncello.
Nice.
And a little bit of the sting of the vodka, which is a good thing. You want to taste the vodka a little bit. I like this one. I'm going to give it 7.2.
Oh, wow.
On the scale. It's pretty good. These things are dangerous, though. I get these like cocktail in a cans.
And you have two of them and you're on the floor?
Well, not quite that bad, but have you ever had the Fisher Island lemonade? Mm-mm. I don't know if it's available everywhere. Like, I don't even think you can get them in Massachusetts, but Rhode Island sells them. and it's a 4-pack of cans, and they're the best things I've ever had. I don't even know what it is. It's like whiskey, vodka, honey, and lemon all mixed together. But they're like 9%. And I could drink like four of them in like 8 minutes. They're so good. You don't taste any of the alcohol. You just pour it over ice.
Dangerous.
Yeah. First time I had them, I drank like the 4-pack. I was like, oh, this was like $20. It's hardly worth it, but I was on the floor. So I guess
kids are trying to wake you up in the morning. Like, yeah, daddy, you're like, huh?
I think I was solo that weekend. That's what made me try it. But anyway, so that's when I gave this a 7.2, Bill, if you were curious. Right. 7.2 on the scale.
It's had a bloody nose.
Yeah, I was going to mention. I didn't know if I should have interjected here, but
you okay?
I felt my nose running, and like I felt it, and it's just bloody.
Is it dry?
Did you notice it?
I noticed it just right when you were getting up. I noticed. I was about to say something, and then I saw you stand up, so I figured that's what you were doing.
You ever get those?
I haven't had one just randomly like that. Unless I'm like knuckle deep, I haven't had one in a while.
I haven't had one in years. And how about you? You used to get them once in a while, Susie, didn't you?
Yeah, I haven't had one in a while.
Yeah.
I stopped doing the booger sugar, so that's probably cut down on.
I wonder what causes that.
Is it dryness? Do you have your AC running a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think like if the air is really dry.
Because like I had the crusties, you know, you wake up and you do the crusties. And then boom, I'm like, what am I doing? I got snots and I feel like, oh, boy.
And here we go.
But you know, you're
under control.
Yeah, we'll keep it under control. But I'm worried, you know, because I wore the new shirt for today.
Oh, you don't want to get bloodstains.
No, that's
a golf polo, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that's the Nike. That's the $200 Nike one. But that's I did get 20% off.
Yeah. Oh okay. No, you didn't get. I thought it was 30%.
It was. It changed. The girl in the gift shop told me. Oh yeah, those are no longer
30%. Just 20%. Oh well. So that's the one official Vero Beach thing you got from Disney, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or one of. You said you got the cheap t-shirt, the cheap visor at the the gift shop on the main strip, but then you went with the real deal for that. Not a bad move.
Cheap sweatshirt.
That's the cheap. That looks nice, though. I got the sea turtles on there.
Yeah, it's comfy.
Very nice. All right, well, that gives you an idea of what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk Vero Beach. You guys stayed there over the weekend, so we're going to dig into it pretty good here. So we'll take our first break. And we will come back and talk about Vero Beach right after this.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, my leading lady. We had it all.
All right, we are back for break. This is episode number 338 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And this week we are joined by Sweet Susie, Mike's better half, and we're going to talk about your recent trip to Disney's Vero Beach Resort.
Just a second.
Oh, sorry, interjecting.
Starring in our own Late Late Show, sailing away to Key Largo. Okay.
Now, do you like it better now that the music's actually in there so you could just
email it's coming perfect. Up? Yeah. It's perfect.
Do you like the little pictures I put in, your pictures?
You are just killing it.
Very
Susie's
talented.
Like blown away. She's like, I am shocked that I've only listened to 2 episodes in my entire life.
I could tell when I put
exactly what I was thinking.
When I played the intro, I could tell it was the first time she's ever heard it.
So she hasn't heard it
since it switched over.
Since the rebrand 6 years ago.
That's okay. I don't take any offense to that.
When did you guys change it to WDW Beyond? I thought you guys were the Por Favor podcast.
Now we have the pillow, so I knew the name changed.
Yeah, that's true.
We got the merchandise in the house.
A couple shirts.
So you guys want to get right into it? Is there anything you want to preface with here? Or you want to just jump right into the timeline here.
Why don't you talk about how it came to be, Mike?
Well, we had, I had been looking at this pre-COVID back in, you know, February, early March.
I do remember that. You said you were thinking about doing a weekend or three or four nights or something at Vero. Because you had to kind of, you know, give Susie a little bit. Because you always drag her up to property and you know she always wanted to do this.
Right, so. And I wanted to create a win-win because she loves the beach and I love Disney resorts.
Right.
So we're going to get a beach view, an ocean view rather. And they're around $350, and I'm like, that's not bad. That's low-end deluxe for Disney. And I was about ready to book it, and then this whole COVID thing started. I said, I don't know, something just doesn't smell right now. I don't know if we should book something. So we held off.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sue Willing was telling me about a vacation DVC rental site. And they have deals, and I went out there like on a Sunday, and I saw this room for $190 a night, and it was perfect. It was on a weekend, and it was for two nights. So I'm like
your ears perked up, like Scooby Doo. You heard?
I see All Star movies sometimes at $160, $170.
Yeah, right.
During peak times, I'm like, this is an ocean room for a weekend. So it wasn't like, you know, you see like these great deals, but they're for 10 days. And I'm like, this is perfect for just
for one night in the middle of the week.
Right, yeah, like a Wednesday.
Oh, I did not mean to do that. Technology is failing me right now. I got the pictures up, but that's for later. Anyway, so you got it going through DVC Rentals. Found a good deal. Someone trying to unload their points, especially with the... Yep. With the pandemic going on. Did you see that we got a message on Facebook that I had made an off-the-cuff comment like in episode 309?
I was reading that the other day. It's ridiculous.
I got to go back and listen to it. We were talking about the Skyliner. And we were saying how it's a great investment for Disney unless something hits like 9/11 or a pandemic comes across.
No
like,
way.
Yeah. So I guess... Maybe I knew something. Maybe I've been working with Fauci in the labs coming up with something back in November or whatever it was. I'm going to have to go back and listen and clip it and put it in our break next week or something and see what I actually said. That's funny.
That's crazy. Though.
Anyway, so you found the deal, and then I know we talked about it a little bit. I don't remember if it was just on an episode or if we were just messing around on live, but you said that you basically were ready to hit send, but you had to make sure you could get your pet sitter for that.
Right. Yeah. Time. I got to text my pet sitter, make sure that we could lock and load him.
And then once that went through, you were good to go. And then the owners had to book it and it all went very smoothly. No problems upon check-in or anything. There's nothing.
And that's what I was worried about, you know? Right. And so we pull up to the guard check.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, checking in. And he's like, okay, what's the last name? And I told him, he's like, oh, okay, Mr. Hurley, you're here for two nights. I'm like, perfect. So I made it to the guard check. So everything's good.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're the first person to rent points from somebody. But right. It's the first time you've done it. It's the
first time that I've done it.
Sure. It's like when we had, I think Amanda booked us a room back in 3 or 4 years ago. And she used her cast member discount, but she has to go and like do it. And she has to call or whatever. But when you go, it's like nothing different, even though they had to go and basically sign you in and everything, but it doesn't really affect you. I guess it's probably a similar situation on
that.
The
only thing that concerned me was that I would go to my Disney experience and then I would do a link, a reservation,
mm-hmm.
and then put in the confirmation number and it wasn't recognizing it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then again, it's my Disney experience. So
it showed up on mine in my plans.
Was it after the fact, though, that we checked in, or was it prior to?
I don't remember.
Okay. Because it was on my plans, but that was after we checked in.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
After we checked in, but before the room was ready, maybe.
Okay.
I didn't even know it was going to link at all with my. I didn't know that Vero was like on the same system with. My Disney experience that all that stuff went through there. So everything runs the same way, more or less? Like check in, do you have to actually go to the front desk? Do they just text you the room number?
I did.
Do magic bands work?
Yeah, they do, but they still give you the old... It's funny that you asked that, because Susie and I were talking about that a few minutes ago. They still give you the old school key.
Oh, okay, so they don't work on the door, or just most people don't have them?
People don't have them.
Gotcha.
So I brought Kristen in because for some, they told us for only one person to go in to check in. So I'm like, all right, that makes sense. So I grabbed her magic band, and the guy just said, all right, he said, let me link your bands. And he linked the bands, and the bands work for the door. So, but he gave me an old school key card just in case the bands didn't work. But
that's good. But it worked. Did you just use the bands?
Yeah, because I wear my band all the time anyways. I mean, it's ridiculous when you're not going to parks, but still.
Right.
Because you need it to get into to go to the private beach anyways. So.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, you do need either a key code or a band to get around. So.
No, so it's just easier to have the band. Yeah, it especially is. Going to the beach because you don't have to have stuff in your pockets.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So you basically headed out pretty early Saturday, 11 o'clock, and you said the drive was easy going out that way.
It was great.
No, yeah.
Nice. Was it scenic or just easy or both?
There were parts of it that were really scenic. I mean, there was a huge lake kind of in the middle of the state. And
I'm sure it's probably a way you guys haven't gone since you've been down there. Like totally new roads for you, which is always kind
of tons of orange groves.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike actually said on the way home that at one point it smelled like the old Soarin'.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
I thought it was nice.
Tell them about that town that we drove through. What was the name of that?
It was Fort. I have it in my phone. Sorry, I wasn't prepared for you to ask me that question.
Always got to be prepared for the questions. Mike is a hard-hitting journalist, if nothing else.
Something.
And then you said check-ins at 3 at Vero.
Town now was called Fort Meade.
Fort Meade.
Yes. And it was very historic. It had all these really cool old buildings. But the thing that was really cool was that throughout the downtown, you know how towns will have banners and they'll be, you know, like a great town or happy summer or something. They had pictures of all of their seniors.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That was really neat.
So, yeah, I've heard of Fort Meade. I don't like if it's, like you said, a historic kind of.
It actually looked like the kind of place, like, you know, if we had more time, I would have liked to have gotten out and kind of poked around some old churches and antique stores and stuff. It had, I think, more churches than
people. I mean, every street corner, there was a church.
Another church, yeah. That's funny. All right, so after you checked in, the check-in process was pretty easy. Only one of you went in, obviously, for COVID reasons. They're doing that. And then they're just the same thing. They just send you a message on the app when your room's ready.
Or a text.
Or a text, whatever seemed different. Yeah.
Nice thing, Billy, is they have underground parking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's not like a giant parking lot. When you get there, you just drive in and go like into an underground parking garage. So everything's out of sight, out of mind, kind of.
So they have above-ground parking as well.
If you, okay. So depending on what building you're in or if you're staying in villas, it might behoove you to park right outside your door as opposed to parking on the ground. But parking on the ground was nice because the car wasn't hot every time we got in it.
Now, you guys are staying in the main building. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you had an ocean view, which was nice.
Amazing.
Yeah, I saw this will be a good time. So I'm going to put the pictures up on the screen for those of you watching on YouTube and could see that. So that's what welcomed you when you got there. You got a little welcome sign.
Yep.
Little Disney. So did it feel like you were in Disney? Or
yes and no.
Like yes part and of it, no.
Yeah.
I was kind of wondering that how much it felt like you're in the bubble or how much it's just like, okay, you could tell Disney has its touches on it, but
it's really small. So compared to a lot of the other resorts, it's small.
Well, yeah, because it only has like one quick serve and one regular restaurant, right?
211 rooms total, I think.
Hmm. Oh, I didn't realize it was that small. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
So that was the thing that was really surprising to me.
So
but there wasn't anything.
Oh, that's funny because that's actually our room.
Oh, yeah. You just happened to take a picture of it.
Yeah. See the middle?
I think that's actually me sitting on the porch.
Oh, down at the bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, so see where she is?
Yeah.
Go up one and then to the right.
Oh, this one.
That's our room. Yep. Oh, that's okay. Our room right there.
Very nice. Again, for those of you watching on YouTube, go to youtube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates, and you can see this. Anyway, so we have, you got there, you were waiting for your room, so you went to the quick serve. What's the quick serve like? What would you compare it to for those of us Disney World people? Is it small, like a,
yeah,
like a boardwalk kind of, like inside?
No, no, it's, what's that?
Smaller.
Not the boardwalk or the beach club where they have it inside the gift shops.
It's still smaller.
But it's like its own dedicated,
yeah, it's correct,
kind of area. Okay, right. So it's a little, it's small, but it's not in the middle of just something else.
Right.
Kind
of, yeah, it's near the pool.
But okay. Mm-hmm. Was the food any good at least? That's a quick server.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Like, good menu, or is it just not a lot of stuff? Not a lot
limited,
of
limited like every yeah. other place, but they had
limited, but I mean, not
boring.
I mean,
stuff.
More sophisticated than I would have expected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mike had fish tacos for lunch.
Oh, mahi tacos.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And what did we have? Didn't we have like corn chowder?
We had corn chowder.
How was that?
And it was really good. The best corn chowder I've ever had, but not the worst either.
Pretty good, yeah.
And I had a tuna salad on a croissant. It was really good. Did they have sweet potato fries, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was a good first impression then. Like, you weren't, probably yes. when you walked in and saw how small it was, you're like, oh, is this going to be any good? But then the menu was decent and the food was
mm-hmm.
pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Was it crowded there? Like, not the restaurant, just the resort in general? Was it pretty full?
Yeah, or? You know what? It didn't seem crowded because I'm so used to Disney crowds, but we talked to DVC members there, and yeah. they said it's as crowded as they've ever seen it there.
Oh, wow. So
I think everybody's staying there, because when I was checking in, I asked the guy, I said, hey, you know, I said, my only request is, can I get the highest floor?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you're on level two. He goes, I'm sorry. He goes, we're sold out. He said, this place is completely booked.
Oh, wow.
Because I think because of, he said because of the capacity at the parks, a lot of people want to stay here.
Oh, using their point, because they might, this is something right. they may never have done. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily want to go to the parks, but they want to use their points, and they could just kind of hang out at the beach and relax a little bit. That kind of makes sense if you think about it that way.
But you would never have guessed that they were at capacity.
Oh, yeah, that's just because it's so few rooms, so it probably doesn't feel crowded ever. But even
yeah, like the lobby
was a little crowded yeah, the pool when we was first a little got crowded. There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the pool is actually small, too, which makes sense because it's a smaller resort.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. You wouldn't have an enormous pool for only 200 right. rooms or whatever it is. Yeah.
But I was.
So I'm guessing that this is the lobby.
Yeah.
Basically the main area. Yep. So the main building is where most of the rooms are. And then they have villas, which are or cottages, I guess you would say.
Well, they have villas, too. So like they have studios, oh, okay. one and two bedroom. And those are to each side of the main building.
Okay.
And then they have six cottages. Which
so you
three
were
bedrooms.
In a studio, which was in the main building?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think we were just in a regular room.
Yeah, oh, studio. Not, they call okay. it's just
oh,
a
do
studio.
They still call it a studio?
Yeah.
Did it have like a kitchen?
Oh, because
or
we had the fridge.
Yeah,
and
it
the
did, because it's DVC, so you had to and microwave the coffee pot. Yeah.
So this is what the room, it looks pretty big.
Yeah, they're really huge. Because I think this thing, yeah. This is the second DVC. Apparently, after
Key West. Okay.
So really big.
Big room. I mean, you could see the picture we're looking at here is the two beds. Those both queens, I assume? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And there's a lot of space around them. And then you get right out onto the balcony, which is really nice, obviously, with the pullback
curtains. The
balcony
was huge, too.
A lot of room here on the other side of the beds with the TV. How, I'm just looking at the carpet, and I'm guessing it hasn't been upgraded in a while based on that, because they're going to all hardwood.
They're going all hardwood.
It was still really nice.
I would say it had been upgraded
right before the
recently
years, probably.
Yeah, because it wasn't dated at all as far as I was concerned.
Okay. It still had like good cush to it. It was still comfortable. Yeah. It wasn't worn too much.
Yeah, it looks like a quintessential like seaside hotel that you would find mm-hmm. in Florida. Just nice and airy and breezy, light colors, kind of muted tones, everything mm-hmm. that you kind of would expect. It reminds me a little bit, not that I've stayed in the Grand Floridian, but it reminds me more of like that style as opposed to like old Key West is like the bright pastels. This seems more like muted and the creams and the whites.
It was very muted. The curtains were actually really cool because you can't really, I mean, you can tell a little bit in this picture. Mm-hmm. They were like an ombre, so they started at like a light kind of sea blue and they got darker as they went toward the bottom.
That's interesting. I don't know where we're at. And this is your balcony view, which is perfect. I mean, you can't beat that view, can you?
No, that, I mean, that's beautiful. And that balcony is the biggest balcony I've ever stayed at. I mean, this thing was enormous. Yeah, the picture does it an injustice. This thing is so big that if it did rain, you could pull those chairs and that table. And it had an overhang, too. I mean, it was
huge.
It was a huge balcony.
Because I was going to say, it actually looks small in this picture. But it's,
like if your family were there, your whole family could have sat out on that balcony comfortably. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think I got another view here. And you can see the building that you were talking about from where you were standing before.
So that's a bar right next to us, actually. That's the outdoor seating for the bar. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Saw the Irish last name and put us in the room next to the bar.
Yeah, smart. I mean, that's just business. I'll take the highest floor. Now we're going to put you right next to the bar, sir. Okay, fine. That works. So it says here.
As soon as we walked into the room, I was like, yep, this will work.
You liked it. Yeah, Mike said you kind of fell head over heels for the place when you were there. So you guys brought all your stuff up and you went out to the beach a little bit when you first got just walked the beach, or did you like get changed into the swim
trunks? We changed into our suits as soon as the room was ready, didn't we?
Yeah.
Run out to the beach. How was the beach itself?
It was nice.
Yeah. Because I know you guys have, you always tell me that beach near you is like the top rated in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't as nice as Siesta Key.
No, but I mean,
private beach and there's nobody there. So
that has its advantages, of course.
Yeah. And I assume with the storms and everything that were, you know, kicking up, the waves were strong.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you're on the ocean side, too, as opposed to the Gulf side, so it's probably a lot stronger. How's, like seaweed and stuff like that? I know when the water's warmer, sometimes you get more of that stuff, like jellyfish and seaweed. I don't know what it's like down in Florida. I'm to the beach in Florida, so I don't really know.
The seaweed wasn't bad, was it?
No, it was interesting, actually, because you could see it in the waves.
Yeah.
But it didn't actually stick on the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good.
I mean, I saw a little bit, but not, you know, nothing like you'd see in Rhode Island.
Because I'm one of those people that if I go in the ocean and like the seaweed touches my foot, I like jump up by like a foot and a half, like scream. Like, what was that touching me? I don't like the ocean, so it's not seaweed, fish. I don't need that. Pool's good for me. Speaking of, it said you went over to the pool after hitting up the beach. You said it's small, but how was the pool? Does it have a water slide?
Nice water slide.
Yeah.
Hot tub. Nice. And the pool deck is probably one of the biggest pool decks I've ever seen. I mean, it was huge.
Okay. And now, like, the deck that you sit out on, basically?
There was an abnormally large amount of seating for the size of the pool.
And the bar right there, is that where the quick service is, basically?
Yeah, the bar and the quick service are right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's a pool bar outside. The bar that's next to our room is a different bar. Yep.
And then
I was going to say it's interesting because there's only one way into the pool for the COVID. So you have to go in and they actually check you in. So they say, how many are in your party? Do you want chase lounges? Would you like a table? Blah, blah, blah. And then they bring you
shade. You want to be in the sun?
Yeah.
Oh, because they don't want you moving around. They're going to put you somewhere and that's where you're basically stationed. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to have, and they're going to limit capacity. So once 50 people or whatever the number is they came up with, they're going to make people wait until somebody leaves.
Yeah. So. And they said, they're like, when you guys are done and you're leaving and you're like all set for the day, they're like, we ask that you just push your chair forward so that we know that they are ready to be cleaned.
Hmm. So they were on top of that stuff. Not surprisingly.
Yeah. They were really good.
So I see a note here, headed to a local Publix to get some beers. You get anything else besides just.
That's what we got yours, right? Yeah. I don't think we got anything else. Did we?
No. Food, or you weren't going to eat in the room, you just wanted to save a few bucks on beers, which makes sense.
I don't even think we got any snacks, did we?
Mm-mm.
No, we just got the beers.
Smart. I mean, what's the point? I mean, sometimes you like going to the bar, and I know you guys said you went and had a couple drinks at the bar anyway, right? But you know, if you're just sitting in the room watching TV or sitting out on the balcony, why go into their shop to buy beer or go to the bar, and you know, if you'd rather be in your room. So especially with the nice refrigerator, it makes sense to do that.
And that's what we did. We spent a lot of time that first night in the, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, we missed dinner because we were going to eat downstairs, and we just hung out on the balcony forever, didn't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you mean you missed dinner? Like they,
oh, we were going to go down to their sit down.
Oh, okay.
The restaurant closes early.
In the restaurant. Yeah. Oh, the restaurant closes like at 9 or so or 8. And we were just hanging out. Next thing I know, she's getting hungry, and I look at my watch. I'm like, ah, it's too late.
How late was the quick service open?
I want to say 10 or 11, because that's what we ended up. We went back to the quick service.
And it was still good. Same kind of. I mean, I'm assuming the menu doesn't change that much from lunch to dinner.
I got a Derta this time.
It changed a little bit, but not a ton.
It was good.
Yeah.
I think everything there is cooked to order, too, because we had to wait a while.
Okay.
To get our fish tacos.
Yeah.
No, it's not the worst thing in the world. Because my burger wasn't your typical quick serve burger. It was good.
Yeah. Was it like a specialty one with a bunch of nonsense on it? Or was it just plain like bacon cheeseburger?
Bacon cheeseburger.
It's an Angus burger. Yeah. Fries.
What did you go with, Susie?
I got the fish tacos because his were so good at lunch.
They looked so good, yeah.
And then we got some nachos. That were really good. They were huge portion of nachos.
Just like traditional nachos or anything?
No, I had
mine. They were loaded.
Yeah, they were loaded.
But just like Mexican style. They weren't like Caribbean fish tacos or like pineapple sauce on them or anything.
Very simple.
Yeah. What would you say?
And I did get a s'mores cupcake too.
Oh, there you go. What would you say is like the overall theme of the resort there? Like, you know, obviously Old Key West is... The ones at Disney World have themes, and they kind of try to fit everything into the theme. And Vero Beach seems like it's just like we're at the beach. It's just it is what it is. Is that more or less?
Yeah. So like the restaurant and the quick serve have like the same name. It's just Wind and Waves.
Okay, and it's all seafood basically and stuff like that. Or they specialize in seafood, obviously.
Right. But they're big on the turtle conservation.
Oh, okay.
Vero's got a really big. Is it the loggerheads, Mike? The loggerhead turtles? So there were nests all over the place.
Oh, really?
There were pictures of sea turtles in every room.
You know, all the rooms have pictures of sea turtles.
That's cool. So that's a big area for them, obviously.
There wasn't a single, like, Disney thing in the room at all. Like, no Mickey, no Minnie. Like, not even
like a Mickey head or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, not even, you know, the, like, Mickey and Minnie beach prints that you would see at beach club or yacht club or something like that. It was the only Mickeys I saw were there was like a Mickey head in the slide and there were hidden Mickeys around in the fence around the pool. There were a couple of Mickey clocks in the fitness center. And then the elevator had the old school hands on it and it was Mickey's hand.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So little touches, but they didn't knock you about the face with it either, which is nice. Mm-hmm.
With the sea turtles is that they ask you to shut your shades at 9 o'clock on your balcony.
Because the light messes them up or something if the light's coming out?
Yeah, the light.
Yeah.
So the turtles, when the turtles hatch,
yeah,
the baby turtles go toward the moon. They know like if you go toward the moon, that's where the ocean is.
Oh, okay.
So if the lights are on in your room, they get confused and they turn around and they go in the wrong direction.
Oh, okay.
They've had like turtles end up in the pool before.
That's not ideal.
No,
I would guess.
But they also do a good job with the shrubbery. So like they really do build it up behind the beach
to try to prevent them from
So they do block a lot of the lighting from the resort. But they also the resort also uses different color lights. Too, so it doesn't confuse the turtles too. Gotcha. So
it's like an orangey light instead of a white light.
That's called the Kelvin temperature of a light. In case you were curious, 2700 Kelvin would be considered warm white.
Hmm.
Would you like me to go on?
See, you should have asked him about that before we bought our light bulbs, Mike.
Have you ever put two different systems? No, that's from work because we sell landscape lighting, so you got to know
all
that stuff. So anything else you want to talk about from Saturday? You want to move on to the big day, Sunday?
No, so Saturday, the cool thing about Saturday was they still do the movies under the stars.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And the lawn right in front of our room is where they set up
where
the.
They did it.
Yeah.
So you basically watched it from your balcony. Nice.
Which was awesome.
That's cool.
And it was Snow White, which Mike had never seen somehow.
It's not that surprising.
Isn't that the broad who has it?
The broad with the apple.
Isn't that the broad with
the apple?
Except I think you were referring to Cinderella with that at that point. Oh, was I? Yeah, potentially.
That's even better.
So, how was it waking up early for the sunrise, Bill? You're not an early riser normally.
It was tough, wasn't it? It was easier, though, because you're on vacation. You have something to look forward to.
Well, and plus, you could just go and take a nap early, if you want to.
Knowing that we were going to do it. So we were in bed by what, midnight?
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah.
Because sunrise is a little later down there, right? It must have been after 7, I would imagine. Or
it was
around
like
7.
10 to 7.
Yeah, it was like 6:51 or 6. Yeah, it was just
that's
before
not terrible. 7. You know, you roll out of bed at 6:30. Well, I don't know, Mike, probably later than you, but you roll out of bed.
No,
and
he was dragging me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But how was that? Did you enjoy? Was it worth getting up early, setting the alarm for that?
Yes.
Sometimes you don't like to have to set an alarm on vacation, but for something like that, it's probably worth it. Yeah. Because like you said, you're on the...
I've never done that before. I don't think I've ever watched sunrise on a beach before.
Hmm. Were there a lot of people down there doing the same thing?
Yeah, there were quite a few.
A dozen maybe, right?
Yeah. Because I saw your video and you could see people here and there walking by, or you could see a couple people parked out on the beach as well, but it wasn't like everyone at the resort decided to wake up and do
it. No, it wasn't crowded. But there were more people than I would have expected.
And it looked like it was a beautiful morning for it, too. It's not like it was overcast or anything like that. It was like perfect.
Yeah, no, it was great.
I mean, the video that I saw, I skipped ahead to the fast forward part because I was interested in that, and it came out pretty good. And then the picture I'm showing here on the screen, also very nice, the sunrise that you had. So after that, did you you actually went to the sit down, correct, for the breakfast?
Yeah, we went up because it wasn't even open, so we went upstairs and she made a pot of coffee, and we just sat out on the balcony again and had some coffee.
Now, do they have Joffrey's in the room?
This episode of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast is brought to you by Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company.
Yeah, it's not that. I don't mind their coffee. I think their
coffee's
pretty
fine,
good, actually.
Right. Yeah. No, it was fine.
So you did that, and then what time did the restaurant open? 8 o'clock?
It was 8, wasn't it?
Yeah,
or even
so.
Was it? Yeah, it was, no, 8. It was 8 to 11. Yeah,
that's 8. How was the restaurant for breakfast, the sit-down?
It was excellent.
It was great.
Is it a tiny restaurant, too? I imagine it's not that big.
Yeah, you know what? It is small, and then with the social distancing, I want to say, what do they have? Maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 tables?
Yeah, there weren't a ton of tables inside, and then they have like a...
little patio or whatever.
But it's glassed in.
Oh, okay.
And there were a handful of tables out there, too, so...
But not a... So definitely you had to make a reservation, because you may not... Just not
enough capacity.
We didn't make a reservation. We just went down and they could seat us, and they, not a problem. They do check your temperature.
Oh, okay. At the restaurant. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is that the only time they do it at the restaurant when you were there?
Yeah.
Yeah. They would just check it at the restaurants. Yeah.
Well, they just have like the little thing that they stand a foot away from you or whatever.
Yeah.
What's the limit? Over 100, or what do they kick you out at?
I don't know what they do, because I think if you fail, I know at the parks, like they put you in a seating area where like
in case you're overheated just from the
right,
heat.
Right, right, yeah, right. I don't know what they're.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, obviously it didn't come into play with you guys, so you guys were able to get in. You liked it though. I know you were sending messages that day about how good it was, the hash and everything.
Bill, I got the corned beef hash.
Yeah.
And what did it come with? 2 poached eggs and home fries.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting a side of English muffin because I wanted to dip the English muffins into the yolks.
In the yolk, yeah.
It also had like some tomatoes.
Yeah, and it had tomatoes, and it was grilled tomatoes, Bill. Hmm. So it was warm and cold, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. It was quick fired almost.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So like, yeah, the outer was, you know, had the grill marks, and it was a little warm. It was so good, Bill. And what do you think something like that's going to run at Disney property.
Well, unfortunately,
get that with the Grand.
Unfortunately, Grand I have the menu up on the screen, so I have an idea that it says here, and I don't know how accurate this is. It's $12. Is that still
$12? I'm holding the receipt right here. It's $12. That's like Miss Cranston prices.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, this is what you would pay at a dirty diner. I was like so blown away with their prices there.
I mean, even the little appetizer. Not that the bread service is necessary at breakfast, but you get for $9, you get a cinnamon roll, a buttermilk brisket, blueberry muffin, croissant, honey butter, and pineapple marmalade for like a little.
If I had been with anybody else, I would have ordered that, yeah. But I knew he wasn't going to eat any of it. So,
but everything, the most expensive thing is $15, and that's for a smoked salmon eggs Benedict. And I mean, $15 for breakfast, that gets you like one scrambled egg and a piece of crappy bacon at
exactly.
Like, if you're at the Polynesian or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Kona.
Yeah. That's crazy. And they take tables in Wonderland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy as well.
Yeah, they sure do.
What did you go with, Susie? Can I try to guess?
You can guess.
Did you get the pina colada pancakes?
I did not. Okay, I don't think they were on the menu, actually.
Oh, okay. So I'm looking at that. Because that sounds like that's right up your alley. Pineapple, rum, maple syrup, and toasted coconut served with your choice
so
of bacon.
So I am not a coconut fan.
Oh, okay. So I would have been off on that anyway. What did you go with then?
I got the French toast. French toast.
Can't go wrong with that.
Bacon. It was fantastic. The bacon was cooked perfectly.
The bacon was not Disney bacon. It wasn't crunchy. It was perfect.
Yeah. That's good stuff. And even like the crab cake eggs Benedict was. You said the menu may have been a little reduced because of everything. They may not have everything on there, but
yeah.
I mean,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say a crab cake eggs Benedict sounds great. Again, the heirloom tomato, spinach, Old Bay hollandaise served with home fries or grits. And that sounds fantastic for $14.
I know.
And I'm guessing they didn't skimp out on it either.
No, no.
I almost couldn't finish the French toast. It was a huge.
We were going to bring it up to the room. And I'm like, and then like she just kept like having another bite. I'm like, just finish it. There's like three more bites. But
right.
Even mine, like I was hurting, like at the end, I was having trouble finishing. And her French toast was $12 as well.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's stupid.
So you got a couple coffees, a juice, English muffins, you're out of there for under $30 basically.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, I was at like $41, but that includes the tip.
Yeah, okay. So
and then still. I threw her some more on top because she was fantastic.
She was amazing.
She was a great, great server.
The people there couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah, what, all the staff, yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's like old school Disney. I mean, the service at this place is what you used to get at the Grand Floridian or Polynesian or Contemporary 20, 30 years ago.
Did it feel like they're all lifers, like they'd been there forever? All the people working there, or hard to say?
Some of them, but there were a lot of newer people, like people who said that they've been, you know, down there, 12 years is still a long time, but.
Yeah, so, I mean, that goes to management, though, because each hotel has their own manager, so that comes down to the management there that they're doing.
It just felt like the people
cared,
enjoyed being there and enjoyed what they did, and that's how Disney used to be. Like, you see people now, and you're like, you don't want to be here. I mean, they're more miserable than a McDonald's worker, you know?
Yeah.
You
can definitely see it in their eyes.
I think they said nobody at the resort lost their job. They didn't have to lay anybody off there.
Oh. That's crazy. So let's move along from breakfast. You went back to the beach again, and you made some Northeast friends out at the beach.
Yeah, so we ended up buying a table, umbrella, and two chase lounges.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you rent like a cabana type deal or something?
Yeah.
Okay, at the beach.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What did that run you?
$26.
Yeah, $26.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, that's almost a no-brainer. Again, you would think you were going to stay like 114 or something.
Yeah, at the Contemporary, that's going to be $112 all day, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was nothing.
Yeah. Does everyone do it? Like, is there just...
Well, the first day that we were there, it was sold out, so they do tell you to get there a little bit early. And I mean, what would we get there? Around 11-ish? 11:30? Yeah, it was before noon.
And there's still some available?
Yes.
I think we got the last one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do they have like full cabanas too? Like with the refrigerator in it and everything?
No, they didn't have any of those. Nope.
I didn't know what they had. Because that really only works at a pool, though. You can't really do that on a beach.
They did have like the curved, not really a tent, but like the half shell kind of option.
They did call those cabanas because it was like a chase lounge where it did have the
more of a shade to it, kind of
shade. Okay. But like the kid told us, he said, you're facing east. He said, so that sun is still, that thing's going to be over you, but the sun's still going to be blaring on you until 1 or 2 in the afternoon until it goes over your head.
Right. That makes
sense. So he said, so you're better off getting the umbrella so that you can position it.
Can adjust it. Yeah.
Right.
So how were the, how was the family that you met up? Were they coming down from Massachusetts for like,
they had been on like a 2 week vacation to begin with. They were just wrapping up their trip at Vero Beach.
Nice.
Well, they'd been in St. John's or someplace.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That you had a good time with them.
Oh my God. Ended up
nice people.
I ended up shooting a breeze with him in the ocean because the ocean was really strong. This was a few days before the hurricane started coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got my butt handed to me.
She got knocked down a few times, and she actually told me to hold her hand and help her walk in. It was that bad. Like you would be knee deep, and it was knocking you down. Now, and this was during high tide. Now, when low tide was coming in, we went swimming and you had to actually go out a little bit and it was calmer. Like you could swim, but once you got close with that current would just it could rip your ankles from behind. Yeah, it was pretty it was pretty rough.
When we went in the first time, I got dragged under so many times that we got out and I had my hair was full of sand. It was not pleasant.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun. So you got to tour their 3-bedroom cottage. You cozied up to them enough where they let you in and check out the accommodations.
You know me, I was.
I can't even tell you, Gary, how nice these people were. Like, yeah. They're offering us their beers. They gave us some of their water.
I mean, I went on a Dole Whip run and I left them 2 of them. So like it was just that kind of day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Kristen had to go to the bathroom or something, so I got a couple Dole Whips and then. I was going to leave and refill my water, and they had a cool, like, just take one of ours. They had a bunch of bottled water. So, I mean, yeah, we got really friendly with them.
That's nice.
And they were staying because they bring the father, and they bring a lot of people when they use DVC. So a lot of times they like to get, like, a 2- and a 3-bedroom because they said it's just more cost-effective than trying to get 3 or 4 rooms.
Sure.
They have 2 college-age daughters and a high school-age daughter. A college daughter, a college son, and a high school daughter. And then the mom and the dad, and then the grandfather.
Oh, okay.
But again, like I think the grandfather stayed in the main building.
Yes.
Because the kids each had their own room, and then the parents had the master.
Nice 3-bedroom. So
the grandfather drank the whole time.
That was that picture I sent you in the group, and you guys had no clue. I said this guy's fantastic.
Yeah,
I guess the guy that I was talking to, it's his dad, and he said that his dad just drinks margaritas all day. So a couple times we saw him just leaving the pool bar and walking back to the lobby and just sitting there drinking. I'm like, God bless this guy. He's like 85 and he's just hitting the sauce all day. I mean, what else fantastic. You have to do?
Yeah,
that's great, isn't it? He doesn't want to do the beach. He's like, yeah, I'll just stick around and have a few margaritas.
Hey, why not?
But she said he just retired a couple years ago.
So what are you going to ask us about?
Well, I was going to say, how was the 3-bedroom?
The cottage.
Yeah, the cottage.
It was one of the sickest things that I've seen. I didn't know anything about these. Okay. I guess Kristen had watched a video one night when I was goofing around, and I didn't. And we're
shockingly.
Walking.
Yeah,
and we're walking, and I'm like, oh, my God, what are these things? She's like, oh, these are like the 3-bedroom cottages. I'm like, I didn't even know these things existed.
That's crazy.
And when I was talking to the husband, I told, you know, he could tell that I'm a big Disney nerd just by the questions I was asking and this and that. So he's like, if you guys want to, he goes, you guys can check out the room. So we're all getting ready to leave, to head back anyway. So. He's like, all right, we're gonna head back. Kristen was, where were you? You went to the bathroom or something. So he said, we're gonna head back. He goes, you know, give us 5 or 10 minutes and just come bang on the door and we'll give you a tour. I'm like, sweet.
Did you get the GoPro out?
You know, I would have, but like, I would have felt like it was awkward to begin with, and then like you've been there for like 4 days, so you got all your stuff all over the place, and he probably wouldn't have really appreciated
it.
No,
probably not.
I was thinking about it, but yeah, even I have a little tact.
Yeah, that's why we'll never make it to the top, buddy.
A little.
Yeah.
But tell him about it. Tell
now,
about
I it. Can't even imagine because you said it's huge. Everything's huge there. Old Key West, the three bedroom was like 2,400 square feet. So this thing must have been like 2,500, 3,000 square feet.
Was it 22?
Like 2,100, 2,200.
Okay, I mean, that's mm-hmm. big though for a but hotel.
It also had a ton of outdoor space.
Oh, really?
So when you walk up, it's got like, you know, three little steps up to the front porch. It had a porch swing and two rocking chairs.
So it's basically its own house. It's not like attached to anything.
Yeah, it's not a cottage. It's a house. Yes. Yep.
Backyard, grill, everything like that.
There wasn't a grill.
No. Surprised.
It's not that I saw.
But as you walk in, you had the master bedroom, which was right in front of you.
All the bedrooms are on the lower level.
Okay.
And then so you walk in and like you head through. So the stairs are like right to your left to head to the second level. But then the bedrooms are all toward the back of the cottage. There's a master that has a king and then an ensuite bathroom with a huge clawfoot tub and then a walk-in shower. And then there's another bedroom with two queen beds and an ensuite bathroom that's more, I think the bathroom in that one was more like our room.
Yep.
So that bedroom was pretty much like a standard guest room.
Yeah, but still, what you said is big for a standard guest room, yeah.
And then on the other side of the master, there was another bedroom with two queen beds. And then it linked into the bathroom, but there was also access into the bathroom from the hallway.
Hmm.
And then all three of the bedrooms opened out to a back porch that had more seating.
Wow. So there's a front porch and a back porch on the lower level.
And then you go upstairs. That's the living quarters.
Yes.
Like the kitchen and everything.
Great room.
Yeah, I mean, it was just the whole thing was open. And I mean, the living room... They had a huge screen TV, couches, chairs, nice big table.
Huge dining room table.
Then they had breakfast table. So you could easily, if you were there for Thanksgiving or the holidays, you could easily sit, 10 or 12?
Wow. Yeah, but then there was also a bar.
Oh, nice.
They had like three or four bar stools at the bar.
Yeah.
And then there was a full kitchen and then like a separate little bar area that had like a couple racks with wine glasses. And I mean, you could fully stock the liquor cabinet.
Sounds crazy. So that sounds like a place that you could like hunker down for a week and a half.
All day.
We had said it would be so cool to have like Thanksgiving dinner there.
Yeah.
Because then you've got a balcony off of each side of the top level.
Oh, there's balconies up there too.
Two of those.
So two loungers and like a dining table on each of those balconies, and then the whole thing overlooks the ocean on that side.
That's nuts.
It was amazing.
It was like, you know, you look at the grand villas at the Grand Floridian, and it's just so fancy and over the top. Right. Where this was like, wow, this would be so cool to like hang out with like a couple families and just make dinner, or you know, it would just be so cool.
And like for me, like, you know, when we stayed at the Grand Floridian, we had the Magic Kingdom view. Like, that was Mike's dream.
Yeah.
Like, that, I mean, it was cool, but, like, I don't get off on that. Like, sitting there, like, looking out at the ocean to me was just the coolest thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, like, aside from going to the beach, I don't know that I would want to leave.
Right. It was kind of like when you had the presidential suite.
Right.
You just want to hang out there. Yeah.
We go to Stormalong Bay and then run back up to our room. Exactly. Yeah.
And they said that right now, the resort's not doing room service.
Okay.
But they said ordinarily you can get room service.
That's crazy.
To the cottages, right?
To the cottage.
Yeah.
Well, let's move along because we have quite a bit to get to and we're running a little long here. So you guys went to the bar, the one right next to your room after that?
Yep.
And you said you had exceptional service. You went down and got you a reservation for dinner at the same restaurant you had breakfast at, right?
Mm-hmm. So we tried to book it on OpenTable, which for some reason they don't use the Disney app for that.
Oh, really?
Yes. So you can't get dining reservations through the Disney app. So you have to use OpenTable. And they had nothing. And we were just talking to the bartender. Her name was Stephanie.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have to give her some kudos on Twitter because I have a thing to give cast members kudos.
Oh, yeah.
But she heard us talking and she said, like, you know, you guys are going to be eating here, blah, blah, blah. And you said that you couldn't get a reservation downstairs.
Reservation. And she's like, well, let me run downstairs and see if I can work a little magic. And she came back up and she's like, they're expecting you within the next 5 minutes.
So the good news is I got your table. The bad news is it might be next to the bathroom. It's just... No, but that's awesome that they did, you know.
Again, that's the stuff that they used to do years ago. You know, yeah. You just get blown away.
And you can still get away with it at a place like that. If you did that now at, like, the Grand Floridian, the people next to you would have been like, well, how come we don't get a table at dinner? You didn't get us a table. You know, it's just like people feel so entitled to everything, and then they kind of ruins it. But that's pretty cool. So I got a picture up here on of I'm guessing this is what you got, Bill, right?
Yeah.
I think you – was this Corvina?
No, this was the halibut.
Oh, halibut. I'm sorry. I mean, it looks fantastic. Just
doesn't that look good?
Seared to perfection.
It was – Billy, it was so, like, crunchy on the outside and just fork tender flaky on the inside. Perfect, it was cooked to perfection.
That's bread that looks so good.
Great.
Bread service was excellent.
And then we got Susie's dish here. What? Tell us about this. I don't even know what this is.
So I had the Corvina, and okay, it's you got the Corvina style. So it's okay. Like crab and
with the hollandaise or whatever, or grenades hollandaise. Or whatever it is. Yeah.
And it was served over broccolini. It was good. Like, the fish was cooked very well. It was very, very salty.
Oh, okay.
To the point where I couldn't finish it.
Do you think the fish was salty or the sauce was salty?
The sauce
was too salty. Yeah. That's no good. That's too bad. Because it looked fantastic.
Yeah. The flavor was very good. It was just
too salty.
I mean, for me, it was too salty. I think Mike thought it was probably perfect.
And would we get a little side of mashed potatoes
mashed
here?
Mashed potatoes. Yep, that came with mine.
Those are fantastic.
Looks parallel. Little scoop. Looks nice there. I'm going to pull up the menu again.
And we did, for an appetizer, we got the conch chowder, but it was New York style. So was it with the red broth?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Was that good?
It was okay.
It was good. Yeah. You know, Kristen likes the white. And I like the white better, but every once in a while, I don't mind doing a Manhattan style.
Yeah, see, I go from white to clear, but I usually don't go to the red.
Okay.
I like a good Manhattan chowder. This was a little too sweet, so it was almost a little ketchup-y.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's no good. I wonder if they just, like, dump some of the, you ever go to Aunt Carrie's? They literally put, like, concentrated, like, Campbell's tomato soup in the white base to make their red chowder. I'm looking at their menu. This seems like this is probably they probably update their menu quite often at that place. This doesn't
daily. The fish is whatever they catch that day.
They told us at the front that whatever they catch that day, they use at the restaurant.
This is what's on the menu. That's awesome.
And the kid said that there was one day that they were supposed to use XYZ fish, and the guys on the boat called and they said they're not biting. We gotta go to option B.
I mean,
that's how fresh this stuff is.
Now, I see the conch chowder. Did they have the onion soup on the menu? I see it on this
negative,
menu here.
Negative, because that would have definitely been
great. I was going to say, you would have gone with
that. That's a negative.
But they have a wood-fired pizza, fish and chips. They got some pasta, pork, chicken, and then, like you said, whatever the...
it was a great menu.
Whatever the menu, fish of the day is.
The chowders were $9 a piece, which is reasonable. And then
my
halibut was $32. And you tried it, right, Susie?
Yeah, it was really good.
Wasn't it good? I mean, that's something that if you get at the Cali Grill and spend $55, you still think you got a good deal. It was It was signature dining quality as far as I'm concerned.
So you definitely, even though your entree wasn't the best, you guys would have gone back. Like, if you were staying there and had, not that there were a ton
no
of
doubt. Oh, no doubt. Yep.
Gone again. So on Monday, you guys had to check out, but you did the sunrise again. So obviously, you liked it enough that you were willing to wake up again and do the sunrise
one more.
So which Mike went down to the beach for the sunrise again, and I stayed and watched it from the balcony.
Okay. Well, hey, still, what's a win-win? Yeah. So which sunrise was nicer?
The first one because it was a little cloudy. Cloudy the second day. Problem is like there's always clouds on the horizon. We've noticed that from watching a number of sunsets on the Gulf. Like, it'll be clear, but for some reason there's clouds on the horizon, isn't there?
It's closer to I don't know if it's just the way who knows. I don't know.
Or just the way it looks. I don't know, but
it's a reliable thing, I'm sure.
Yeah. So you it says here you went for a walk across the street from Vero. So you got off property, quote unquote, at that point.
No, it's still part of Vero. They have a tunnel, and this will be on our YouTube channel, but they have a tunnel, and it's Peter Pan themed, and they play the Peter Pan songs. And across the street, They have cast member parking. They have a bunch of tennis courts. They have a basketball hoop. They have like pavilions if you're going to do parties.
Yeah.
Beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball. They have a nature walk, and it's part of Vero Beach. And from doing a little research, it's because that they were going to put a second resort over there across the street. Okay. But apparently DVC didn't sell really well at Vero, so they decided to put a kibosh on that, but they still own all that land across the street. Yeah. Yep.
How was the nature walk?
Oh, it was cool. I mean, it was what was it? Maybe 15, 20 minutes, and
so pretty short.
Easy. You know, every 30 feet or so, they would have, you know, a post like telling you about the trees or whatever was next to you. But yeah, I mean, it was nice. Go grab a cup of coffee and go for that walk.
Then I see here that the last official business you had was playing some cornhole on the Vero Beach cornhole boards.
Well, we also played mini
golf. Oh, you played mini golf.
We went off property too first.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
So we took a drive to downtown, quote, downtown Vero Beach because we wanted to grab some lunch.
It's a small town, right? Vero?
Yeah,
it's not like a big area. Like, it's not like everyone comes in and Disney just happens to have a place there. It's more of a not a huge tourist attraction place.
Well, they said they get a lot of snowbirds.
Oh, okay.
They did say that in January it is a lot more crowded than it was then. So, yeah.
It's kind of higher end. Like, the shops are kind of pretty. Like, it's not a cheap town. It's not like, a
so it's not a Myrtle Beach?
I don't know. I've never been to Myrtle Beach.
Is Myrtle Beach like a Hampton Beach? Is it kind of a little tacky? Yeah. And
they call Myrtle Beach the Redneck Riviera. So just
okay,
not like that.
Okay.
Gloria Estefan actually has a hotel there, right on the beach, and it looks really, really nice.
Because I even said, let's go grab lunch there, and Kristen's like, I don't think we're dressed for it. I'm like, oh, it's one of those places.
Yeah, you can just tell by looking at it. Yeah, that's funny.
But the
how was the mini golf? That was that wasn't Disney mini golf, right? That was just regular.
That
was Vero Beach.
Yeah. Back at Vero Beach.
That's cool.
It like loops around the pool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So enough things to keep you like even with the younger family, there's enough to do outside of just the beach and the pool. Little things here and there.
Yeah, they've got the community hall like they do at the other resorts where you can go in and you can stuff a pillow or.
They do a lot of crafts. So at the community hall, they have like each day they have a different
things for the kids or whatever. Yeah.
No, it's for adults too.
Oh, okay.
Like you can paint wine glasses. And,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
You make like a little beverage jar, fill it with sand and shells from your trip.
Very nice.
Nice fitness center.
They have a spa, but it was closed for COVID.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you say? I didn't hear you.
Rentals.
Oh, surfboard.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because we were going to do the what we're going to rent.
Jet skis.
We're going to do jet skis, and we were talking to the kid, and he said, "Yeah, just come down and see me. I'll hook you up." But because of the current, those 2 days that he was closed.
Yeah, that stinks. I mean, it makes sense, but.
Oh, yeah, they do surf lessons.
A lot to do.
Yeah.
Now, is that like, do you feel like it's a week type place or like a 3-night type place generally? I mean, you guys could probably spend forever there, but I'm saying like, what do most people do in your opinion or what would you think?
I mean, the guy that we talked to, he owns at Vero Beach. I mean, he has 600 or 700 points, so he's got a ton, but he owns quite a bit at Vero Beach and they go there twice a year.
Three
times a year. He goes February vacation, so he goes down a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you say for like a Gary and his family?
I would say probably 3 nights, because then I think the girls would probably be bored.
Yeah, but that's still. I mean, as long as there's a pool, there's always something to do with the kids. They like that stuff. Well, I think right now would be a good time to take our second break, and then we have a bunch of listener questions we want to get to. I think we touched on some, but we'll address them bit by bit after the break. So stick around, and we will be right back. episode number 338 is in the books. We're here to wrap things up on the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary, joined by Susie this week in the Southwest Florida studios. I gotta say, that song reminds me of King of the Hill. There was an episode where like Chuck Mangione was like playing a song, and one of the guys had like a conspiracy theory that that song was like controlling people's minds, and he was trying to like kill Chuck Mangione.
Oh, so you're familiar? You know Chuck?
Yeah, I know Chuck Mangione.
Oh, that's fantastic. Had, like, Susie, as you can tell, you can see who's responsible for our bumper music for this episode, right?
As soon as what you sent the picture of Chuck Mangione, I started going.
So this comes on while I'm driving, right?
Yeah.
And what did you say to me?
I don't know if I said anything. You're like, this is definitely Chuck Mangione.
This is definitely like, Chuck Mangione.
What's wrong with you?
Yes.
Now we got to beep it out. We got swears going on. Susie's bringing in F bombs now.
Do you like that tune, don't you, Bill?
Oh, that's a good tune.
It's a great one.
Rhodes, all right. Be careful.
So we got questions from Rachel. She wants to know, where did you eat? We covered that. Are there on-property restaurant, quick serve, and bars open? Everything's open on property, right?
Yep.
That you saw?
Yeah, the bar upstairs doesn't have a full menu. Normally it has actual food. But right now I think they're only doing appetizers and dessert.
Okay.
Or they're doing charcuterie and dessert or something.
I did some research. I think they do have a game room. But like it looks like it's
whatever that's
yeah
closed.
An arcade, yeah. But it looks like it's closed obviously for COVID. Oh, and really? It's over. Yeah, it looks like it was over in that area where you could get the towels and the miniature golf thing. Remember, there was like a glass door and it said cast members only.
Yep.
So I think it's over in that area.
Now I saw something online. They have a character meal for breakfast and dinner. Was that
that's no longer. Yeah, they do that on a Saturday, I know, for breakfast. Oh, okay. And it's like off the restaurant. It's away from the restaurant, though, isn't it? In like a little meeting room? Or
okay. I just saw something online when I was looking for menus. She also wants to know, is room service available? You said currently not available. Room service. How about housekeeping? What's that? Is it the same as DVC where they only come twice a week? Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys didn't interlap with housekeeping then when you were there, right?
Nope.
Did you go off property? If yes, what did you do? You said you kind of ventured off a little bit.
Yeah, we went to look for a place for lunch, and unfortunately, a lot of places didn't serve lunch. It was a Monday.
Oh, so, a lot
so maybe they closed on Monday, but yeah. You know, a lot of the places that were eye opening were just, you know, opened at 5 for dinner, so it was tough to find a good spot in downtown Vero for lunch.
And then she also wanted to know you found a good place.
Yeah, it was like a little local like window, like walk-up window.
Hmm.
But they had a huge menu. Mike and I we each had a pastrami sandwich. Mike had a hot dog. We had fries.
I saw that hot dog at 30.
It was $22.64. Nice. And we were stuffed when we walked away.
Yeah.
So the last question she had, which you just answered, is the spa open, which is a no. It's not open right now.
But the family that we met on the beach, I was asking the wife about the spa, and she said it's average.
Oh, okay.
She said, you know, you can get a massage, you can get whatever, and she said it's not the best massage ever, but it's fine.
But still, if you're there for 5-6 days, it might be something you'd want to do just to kind of.
You would have definitely hit it up if it was available last weekend.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So it's one of those. So and then Schaefer had a couple questions. Did you see any sea turtles while you were there?
Didn't.
But you saw like a lot of the info about them and the conservation messages and everything.
And the other thing that's pretty interesting is in the morning they get on a four wheeler, and they drive the beach and they check for like footprints to see if a mom has laid any more eggs or
they want to protect the nest or anything. If
yes,
anything that makes
so they do that drive first thing in the morning. And I saw the girl get off her four wheeler and go check the nesting and stuff. So they do that every morning too.
Okay, how far from Disney World is this? If you wanted to do like a split stay, is it worth it or is it too far?
No, it's 145 according to the MapQuest that I did, and then the people that I talked to. It's an hour. It's under 2 hours.
Yeah, because that's basically from your house to property.
No, we're from our house to property. Yeah, yep, exactly.
We did that. We stayed in with you, and then we went to property. It wasn't bad at all.
if you look at a map, it's exactly east of where, you know, where west where you are. Obviously, yeah. But it's exactly almost a mirror east.
Oh, okay.
And where west the property.
So this, he also has, what are the different room options? You talked about that studio, 1-2 bedroom cottages, all that stuff. Anything that we missed? Do they have standard? But your room was technically a standard guest room, yeah. But they call it a studio. Mm-hmm. Restaurant reviews, we talked about. We talked about that. The beach info, we talked about. Pool info. What would you compare it to as like an on-property pool? Is it more like a quiet pool size or a small, like, the size of a smaller, I'm trying to think of.
I would say it's bigger than like a pop quiet pool.
Okay.
Like in between the pop quiet pool and the pop big pool.
Big pool, but it has a nice water slide and the hot tub and everything. You said the seating's tremendous and the area around it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Then activities, we just talked about that as well. Some of the different activities we can get into while we're there. So I think we covered everything. Was there any last thoughts you guys had? I know Mike said that you were already looking at trying to get another deal on the DVC website. So, yeah, that's good news for Mike. Mike likes hearing
that.
They
have some nice contracts, too, but we can take that offline. They have some nice Vero Beach contracts.
What was great about it was that, for me, it was so non-Disney. Like, there weren't a ton of kids, and there were kids, but it was a lot of couples. And, you know, families with like teenagers or older kids.
Sure.
And it was just really, really chill. Like the whole vibe was just laid back.
It was.
And easy. And the Disney touch, I think it had enough Disney to make Mike happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
and then the service was so good that it, that's the Disney touch.
Service was mind-boggling.
That's great. I mean, that's good to, you got to love that. I mean, you can't beat that when the service is top notch. It makes everything else, like, you could kind of brush aside some of the small issues you had. Like you said, your food was a little salty, but you're like, well, everything was good. It's obviously, you know, that's a small thing on the grand scheme of it, but
exactly.
And I'm sure if you had said something, they would have brought you something different in the
book. Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure they would have, but I mean, the fact that they had, you know, squeezed us in anyway, it wasn't about to be difficult.
Sure.
Oh, the other thing we didn't talk about, Mike, was Mike did his little video walk around on Monday after we checked out.
Oh, okay.
They've got a bunch of hammocks kind of tucked around the property. So I just kicked back in a hammock
for an hour or two while he was doing that.
Yeah, it was what, 45 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Gotta love the hammocks just hanging out. That's a good thing.
Now, before we wrap up, would you agree that this is a perfect split stay place?
You asked Susie?
Yeah. Like if you were to go on a 10, say you were going to go for 10 days, would you think, yeah, you know, do 70 on property or 7 on property and then 3 at Vero?
Because then you go after you've done the parks.
Yeah, absolutely. Because everybody always says that you need a vacation after your vacation, right?
And then unwind for a couple of days.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, I mean, that sounds perfect for a split stay. I know you wouldn't really think of it because there's so many other places local, but if you're going to go to the beach, I mean, you don't want to necessarily, not that Daytona is bad, but like there's different beaches you can go to, but if you want to stay in the bubble, quote unquote, or stay like on Disney property the whole time, going to Vero Beach sounds like a perfect solution.
I think for me, like Kristen loves the beach. I enjoy the beach, but I don't like making a day trip to the beach.
Right.
And for me, being able to stay there and to walk 10 feet and be able to hang out at the beach. And then if you want to go to the bathroom, being able to like just walk back to your room.
Go to your room to go to the bathroom.
Go to your room if you want to take a nap or if you want to go to the pool. So I do love the beach. I just don't like making it an all-day event.
See, I would love it there. And I don't know if I'd even go to the beach or go in the ocean. I would hang out on the balcony and look at the beach or just go walk around the property, go to the pool. I'd be happy with that. I like,
or even just take your sandals on. You're just wearing sandals and walk along the beach.
Yeah, right, exactly. I might not even like throw my swimsuit on when I'm on the beach and just like hang out, but that's fine by me. I mean, I wouldn't, like you said, I wouldn't want to go there for the day, but to go there for 3 nights sounds very appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, and it's not a drawback, is that you can't see the beach from the pool.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So there's really no view
of when you're because they have all the shrubbery to try to block the lighting. Right?
Yeah, it makes sense. All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to wrap it up. We're going a little long here. So thank you for listening. You can find us in all the places you find podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google, TuneIn, Stitcher. I got to get on Spotify. I don't know if we're on Spotify or not. I got to look into that.
Are we on TuneIn?
Yeah, we're on TuneIn. I know that, but I got to get on. I got to see if we can get on Spotify. What about
iHeartRadio?
I don't think we could get on that unless you're a radio. I don't know how that works. I'll look into that as well. Either way, you can find us there. YouTube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates. We got some videos going up from Vero Beach already. The sunrise video is up there. We got more in the hopper. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WDWBTG. WDWBTG.com is our website. Info at WDWBTG.com. Mike at WDWBTG.com. And Gary at WDWBTG.com. Any last thoughts, or are we good to bring it home?
You can bring us home, Billy.
All right. Thank you, Susie, for joining us for episode number 338 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For my co-host, Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R.